Hi, it's me, John Gabris, and you're about to hear an episode of the Gino Lombardo Show from Season 1, now available for free for the first time, released from behind the paywall. Take a listen and get ready for Season 2, which is coming October 5th on Stitcher Premium. If you don't have Stitcher Premium yet, you can go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code Gino for one free month.
Broadcasting from the heart of Long Island.
Oh, hell yeah.
WLIR
106.9.
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
Gino.
Cue intro music.
Rockville Center, Baldwin, Freeport, Merrick, Wantagh, Seaford, Massapequa Park, Amityville, Copeg, Lindenhurst, and Babylon. You're listening to the Gino Lombardo Show, WLIR, on 106.9. As part of my Nassau Community College course and in conjunction with my Comedy Bang Bang internship, I received a Stitcher Premium series of my own to demonstrate as my senior thesis. So I'm going to be doing 10 episodes of what I know best, shock jock drive time radio. I do not understand the math behind the scenes. That's not my specialty. My specialty is recording audio. But lucky for me, I'm not recording this show. I'm hosting this show. Recording this show for me is my trusty producer, Josh. Josh, say hi.
Hi.
That's plenty. Also joining me here is, I hope he can handle, he's got some really small shoes to fill. They're my shoes that I'm referring to. I got Brett, a guy who considers himself a professional engineer.
Yeah, actually, I'm recording the show, not Josh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Josh isn't. He's producing the show, and that's you're right. Recording the show.
Yes, thanks
correct.
For having me.
I'm helping supervise.
Okay, Josh,
you.
We said that was enough. All right, and so, Brett, I just want to know, does sound speed, how are the levels?
Oh, the levels are perfect. You're a little loud, but that's to be expected.
That's wonderful news. And is our Nuff, set?
Nuff?
The Luff? Is it Luff?
Oh, Luff.
Yeah,
Luff,
what's our Luff?
The loudness meter, yes.
Is that what Luff is? Loudness meter?
Yes, it's a unit of loudness, yes.
Well, set that shit to fucking infinity, because we're about to get loud up in this bitch. But before we get started, we gotta stay hydrated. Let's get some waters.
That's right in the mic. It's probably not a good idea.
Oh, okay, that's all right. I'll try it. Let's do that again. I'll set it up and we'll do it again. All right, but before we get started, let's stay hydrated and let's have some waters.
Somehow even louder than before.
All right, that should be good. How was the Luff on that one?
It was good.
And let's begin. Action. Hi, I'm Gino Lombardo, hosting the Gino Lombardo Show. We got a great guest lined up for you at the end of the hour. But before we get to that, we got plenty of things to talk about, starting with some actual Long Island news. These are actual Long Island headlines. A man was arrested after police say they found dozens of flavored vaping products and marijuana in his car. He was pulled over in a Sunrise Highway in Brookhaven on Friday. And that's when they discovered 150 flavored vape cartridges containing THC and more than 2 pounds of marijuana in the trunk of the vehicle. AKA, my man's headed to the Hamptons and he's going to be selling off those THC jewel pods to whatever Suffolk County high school kids got their dad's debit card. The owner of a 9-foot-long anaconda that went missing early Tuesday morning says he found the reptile in his van in Hampton Bays. Eric, also known as Eric the Reptile Guy, says his anaconda named Bertha was discovered when she tugged at his seatbelt while he was driving. So my man lost an anaconda and didn't look in his car? He was like, I don't know, last thing I do, I was driving in the car with the anaconda, and now it's gone. So if anyone sees it, you know, he's putting up missing flyers for like, I can't find this anaconda. All I want is for Ice Cube to walk up and go, they got snakes out here this big? Highlight of the line from the film Anaconda. I highly recommend you check it out. I just watched it last night. It's a very interesting documentary about a group of people that go into the Amazon to seek out the world's largest anaconda. And fucking John Voight is in the documentary doing some weird ass like Cajun / Portuguese accent. I highly recommend you check it out. A woman says a man exposed himself to her in a CVS parking lot in Coram on Wednesday. The victim, who asked only to be identified as Danielle, says she was leaving the store when she saw a man in the car next to her exposing himself and behaving inappropriately. Jesus, News 12. What do we think behaving inappropriately means? If your dick is out, you're already behaving inappropriate. Inappropriate behavior begins when your dick is out. You don't say he had his dick out and he was acting inappropriately. He had his dick out, but he was also reply guying on Twitter, and that's what she was talking about. He was doing acting inappropriately on social media, but while his dong was out. A retired Air Force major claims an extraterrestrial was once shot and killed at New Jersey's McGuire Air Force Base back in the 1970s. What the fuck? Oh my God, I'm going to fire my fucking intern. For a lot of you who don't know, Scott Aukerman is my intern on this series. And this is a news story from New Jersey where he thinks I'm from. And I've said it 1,000 times. I don't care what the fuck, where you're from, Mr. SoCal, Mr. Orange County. I don't care if you're from the fucking Midwest, the PNW, the BWI, the Panhandle, the Texas, the fucking breadbasket. Wherever you're from, Long Island and New Jersey are two totally different places, separated by 40 minutes of driving. And don't you ever fucking forget how different we are. Strong Island. And for all you fucking people who say same shit, different toilet, hard to argue. And that has been Long Island News. Stay tuned. We still got a big interview coming up at the end of the hour and a couple of medium interviews before that.
WLIR 106.9.
All right, what's a radio show without a couple of prank phone calls? Am I right? All right, let me just get the phone going here. And we can star 6-7 this, right, Brett? So they can't get in?
So they can't get in?
So they can't read on the caller ID or whatever?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can block it.
All right, yeah, sick, dude. Okay. Don't laugh, Brett. Or Josh, don't blow this. Right, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? This is Marcus down at 1888 Flowers, and it looks like you are the winner of a bouquet of a dozen roses, a free dozen roses. I could send them to whoever you want me to send them to. So you just let me know the name and address of that person, and I'll send them the flowers. Congratulations, by the way.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's very nice.
You got a loved one? You got a partner?
I mean, I'll just take them.
You want the flowers for yourself?
Yeah.
You sure you don't have someone that you are in a relationship with or someone else that you might be stepping out on the side with that person? Do you have a side piece, a gumad? Do you
got
a gumad?
I wish.
Yeah, hey, no. me and you both, brother, am I right?
yeah, no, that part of my life is over.
I'm sorry?
So I'll just take them. That part of my life is over, and now I just have some good friendships, and, you know, I read a book.
You read a book?
Yeah.
Or you wrote a book.
I read a book.
I still didn't understand you.
I read a book.
Okay, you read one.
Yeah, I authored it myself.
Oh, okay. So you read a book you wrote.
Uh-huh.
You wrote a book about buying yourself flowers?
Yeah, so this fits in with that.
Can I put you on hold for 1 second? Mm-hmm. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
How did you get the guy who wrote a book about buying himself flowers?
All right. You're right. Good call. Sorry about that. I just had to talk to my superior officer, my boss, my manager.
Okay, there's like a military system. At the-
yeah, 1888 Flowers, we do sort of, you know, I'm a lieutenant commander in the flower army. That's what we call it. So you wrote a book about giving yourself flowers.
I was in the service myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Which branch?
Marine Corps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's very similar to working at 1888 Flowers. I wear a full uniform to Sunrise Mall sometimes, and, you know, ROTC kids scream stolen valor and dump a milkshake on my head and shit like that.
Oh, you wear, like, a military uniform?
Well, I wear my 1888 Flowers uniform, but a lot of people say it's technically Desert Storm fatigues.
Okay, yeah.
with real medals that I bought on eBay and shit.
Yes.
I'm like the Sheriff David Clark. I got mad medals. You have no idea. I'm like M. Bison when I'm out.
Okay, well, I'll take the flowers.
All right, cool. We'll send them right away. It looks like I have your address here in the system. I'll send them to you right away.
Okay, great. Appreciate that.
All right, what was your name again?
Don Donovan.
Don Donovan. Well, nice talking to you, Mr. Donovan. I'll see you later. All right, looks like Don may have got the best of me there. I think he's just going to get a free dozen flowers. Hopefully WLIR 106.9 can cover the cost of that and send those over. Or are they going to come out of my own paycheck, Josh?
They're definitely coming out of your paycheck.
All right, so I guess I hope 1888 Flowers takes college credit. Stay tuned after this break because we got my friend from the gym, Ryan Stanganelli. Two Bros Chicken Parm, located on Wantagh Avenue in Massapequa Park. You can have Two Bros Chicken Parm, the biggest fucking chicken parms on Long Island.
Do you like big chicken parm?
Tired of all those little chicken parms?
Well, come on down to Two Bros Chicken Parm, where we got the biggest chicken parm on Long Island.
Feel free to set a chicken parm up and wipe your feet on it like it's a fucking doormat, because we have the biggest goddamn chicken parms you've ever seen.
Are you late for work? Stick a steering wheel in this chicken parm and take it to work.
Some people say our chicken parms look like giant boats. That's correct. They all fully float. You can take it right into the inlet if you'd like.
And do you like it to taste good?
Well, we got bad news, brother.
This is terrible.
We have mastered how to get chicken parm to be a certain size. We have not sorted out the taste element of it yet.
It's wintertime on Long Island. You need shoes? Are you homeless? Put two of these jokers on your feet. They go up to any size you want.
Hi, this is Shaquille O'Neal. I got two, size 22, big chicken palms from Two Bros Chicken Palms. And I had a great time wearing them.
Listen to Shaq. He knows about things that are huge. Also, if you're listening and you know what the word parm means, please feel free to tell us at Two Bros Chicken Parm. We have not figured out that part of the recipe.
I thought it was perm.
Hi, this is Shaq. I went to go get a parm and a perm from Two Bros Chicken Parm. Thanks so much for having me.
Come out to Two Bros Chicken Parm, located on Wanto Avenue in Massapequa Park. Phone number is 516-666-666.
Shaq comes here.
Broadcasting from the heart of Long Island,
it's the Gino Lombardo Show.
And we're back to the Gino Lombardo Show. And as you guys know, I've been trying to put on weight for over a decade. I've been called criminally underweight, legally underweight, biologically underweight, and surprisingly underweight by a number of different people. I fuck up at street fairs, like at the Massapequa Park street fair. The guys can never guess my weight because I'm like, no, lower. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yes, 94 pounds, 96 with my chain wallet. So I've been working with a trainer, a guy I met at Gold's Gym on Belmore Road. I used to train at Powerhouse on Merrick Road, but I moved over to, yeah. All right, that's him. You can hear him now. Let's just introduce, okay. He's hitting the bands. I got Ryan Stanganelli, my trainer, but also just a guy that works out at my Gold's Gym.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. I got to say, it's a big fucking honor to be. Am I allowed to swear? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no. We're like shock jocks here, so you can swear. You can do whatever.
We're on a delay?
We're on a delay. We got a guy in the booth.
Who's pushing the button in the booth?
Josh, are you pushing the button in the booth?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, perfect. We got Josh pushing the button. And Brett, what's our nuff at?
Again, it's luff.
You know what I'm trying to say, motherfucker. Hey. What's our luff at?
Oh, it's at negative 13. Perfect.
Oh, perfect. Oh, nice. Okay.
Enough said.
Yeah. <All right. laughs> That's why I like this guy, Stango. Hey, Stango, are you thirsty? You want a glass of water? Keep hydrated?
Yeah, do me up. Is this electrolyte infused?
This is reverse osmosis CBD alkaline water.
Thank God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God, praise Jewish God, and praise Allah.
Oh, dude.
Because we're open-minded here.
Yeah, praise them all. Praise all the Native American gods.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Tuk-tuk?
Yeah.
Is it racist for me to try to guess Native American gods' names?
Nah, dude. Guess. You're fucking nailing them, man.
I'm pretty sure that's an Aleutian Indian god, or at least the name of a character in a book.
Isn't there a coyote trickster or something?
Oh, yeah, there might be a little bit of a... I know there's a space coyote from Simpsons and then possibly other kinds of coyotes. But Stango, let's talk a little bit about your personal training background. So
Let's do it.
You played 6 years of high school football at Hewlett High School.
Yeah, I got 6 years out of a technicality. I started coaching, and then I just started putting the uniform on and playing, and nobody caught it. I fucking took us to a state championship.
Yeah, that's how I met you. That's how I met you. I saw you fucking absolutely level a 16-year-old running back playing as an adult man playing middle linebacker.
Yeah, I was 20 years old. I'm 21, actually. That's the year I made All-American as a 21-year-old playing high school ball. Dude, I fucking dominated, dude. I had 100 tackles that season. It was like that Drew Barrymore movie.
Oh, shit. Fever Pitch?
Nah.
Charlie's Angels.
Nah. Keep going.
Oh, Josie Grossi. Never Been Kissed.
That's what it was.
Wait, have you never been kissed, Ryan?
No, never been kissed. Unrelated, though. But anyway, I went back to high school.
But you fuck a lot. You just never kissed.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'm fucking every day and night, dude.
Day and night, dude.
Oh, shit. I don't discriminate. Not in the afternoon.
I fuck during the day, but then I nocturnally emit at night. So I come, but I don't fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what that's doing for your testosterone, bro.
I'm not sure. You got me on so many pills and supplements that all night long.
I'm trying, dude. I'm battling to put weight on this on this body of yours, man. Your skin and bones.
I know. I wake up at like 4 fucking... in the morning having to shit so bad because just my body is so full of things. And then as I'm going to the toilet to fucking, you know, dump out like Deadliest Catch, you know, when they open up the net, that's like how I shit.
A
boot falls out. You had me eat that boot one time?
Yeah, had you eaten boot? And here's what I'm telling you, dude. I don't like you shitting all that much. I feel like that's hard-earned weight that I'm putting into you, and then you fucking shit it out.
It's got to come out, though, dude.
But I'm telling you, I feel like you're mama, and you're not eating the food I'm cooking for you. But
I am. Look, I even did the thing you said. I put 4 or 5 tampons up in there to try to stop it, but I just blow that out. I just fucking, when the levee breaks, you know?
Right, so that just fucking starts pinging across the room like a... like a cork bouncing off.
Well, those things, when they hit the toilet, they fucking blow up. They soak up all that blue toilet water like a fucking tampon commercial.
That's a great point, dude. Your plumbing bill's got to be through the roof.
You're fucking, I know this is an audio medium, so we should talk. You're fucking yoked.
Yeah.
You're cock D's.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're shredded, you're diced, you're brolic.
Thank you.
You got the fucking lat spread. You built like a spatula because you don't do a lot of legs.
No legs. Waste of time, in my opinion.
Right, because you can just
nobody
wear pants.
No women are getting off on your legs. Let's be honest.
No, unfortunately, no. Women love buys and tries.
They do. Yeah, it's tries for the girls and buys for the buys.
Oh yeah, well that's me. That's why I started doing bicep workout because I'm
bisexual.
That's right.
Yeah. No, congratulations.
Thank you.
Honestly though, dude. Thank you for all the compliments. I mean, Cock Diesel was a lifetime goal of mine. I'm finally glad that I achieved it, and it means a lot to be on the air telling you all this.
You have the things that every guy looks for. You have the traps that go to your ear, the lats that look like tumors, and you're so vascular that it's there's not a better word than upsetting.
Yeah. It stresses people out.
Unsettling.
Hand to God. Thank you so much.
Hand to God.
Hand to God, man. Hand to God. Raise your hand to God.
Guys, this one's for God. Hand to God.
Whatever God your God is, whether it's like an island God.
Yeah, it's one of the Moana ones or it's one of the other ones. Like, your God is. We're open-minded.
We're totally open-minded. Yeah. Whatever that God is.
I don't have any gods. But if you're like into the American gods, like Neil Gaiman, like TV and multimedia and
dude,
shit,
Mr. Wednesday, dude.
Mr. Wednesday is there. That's hell the fucking guy from Deadwood. Sick, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Deadwood's a god.
Deadwood, god of Deadwood, dude.
That bartender at Deadwood's a fucking god.
He's a god to me. I swear to God, I'll fucking blow Swearingen if I'm ever given the opportunity. Did you cry when he passed his kidney stone in that episode?
I got a little emotional about that. It's a testament to the actor that guy is.
I know, for real.
He's doing an English accent in Texas. They don't even talk about it. Deadwood takes place in Texas, right?
I'm pretty sure it's in Deadwood, which is near Montana.
Yeah, that's right. Texas.
Now, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is playing live on 106.9 WLIR.
This is live on WLIR, but it's also a podcast that anybody could listen to.
Oh, okay. One of these fucking DVR radio situations like Ackerman Show. And who's the guy from Lock the Gates, the guy on Glow who doesn't show his tits?
Mark Maron.
Yeah, Maron.
Mark Maron.
Hi, Maron. Who's your guys?
I'm dying.
Lock the Gates.
I'm dying to see his tits. I want to know what kind of chest work he's doing.
I think he's looking a little buff. You know, his character is losing weight in the newest season. I don't know why I'm catching up on Glow now.
Yeah.
This is airing in like October or November.
He leaned out a ton, dude, but I don't know. Is he doing chest?
He's got to be hitting flies hard. I don't know if he's doing like mass chest we're talking about.
I'm concerned about that. He's doing all finishing techniques.
Yeah, we got to get him close gripping for the tries.
Yeah, maybe. Get in there close on that barbell. Don't be afraid to use the bar. Is he doing fucking Nautilus? Because
Because that hammer strength shit will fuck you up, as we learned. Right?
Yeah, big time.
Let's talk a little bit about the programming you got me on, because I know some of the listeners here are criminally underweight, legally underweight, upsettingly underweight, or maybe they're fat fucking freaks, you know?
Yeah.
I think we should be fat shaming people, by the way.
Oh, dude, you're like Bill Maher.
Yeah, I'm like Bill Maher in that I'm just like, I got all exclusively good ideas about Islam, and like my attitude towards women makes total sense.
Yeah. He loves black women.
Yeah, he loves black women. I think that there's an element of racism when people think they're progressive because they fuck black girls, right?
Yeah, dude. Bill Maher thinks he's like, hey, I'm a fair game on making fun of races because I only fuck black chicks.
Yeah, it's not like I'm married to a black woman or have black family. It's just that I fuck mostly black women, so I think I can't be racist.
Hey, yeah, fair game.
New rules. Let's talk programming, because you're really doing wonders for me. My lower back is in searing pain constantly, so yeah. I know that means I'm growing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good sign. That shows that we're on the right track. We're gonna get those. We're gonna pop them discs out.
Oh, that's nice. And then like
you get those discs ping ponging around in your back like a fucking tampon shooting out of your ass. You know what I mean?
I sure fucking hope so. I've got so many of these supplements going through my system. I'm pissing dark brown like you want me to.
Good. That's good. That's good. You're using the scale I made for you?
I'm using the scale to weigh the food and weigh my sort of half solid piss that's coming out.
That's good. Good.
I'm pissing about 9 dry ounces of uric acid crystals a day.
I'd like to get that number up a little bit.
I'm trying, but I'd like to get that. These fucking things.
Hey,
I had a fucking crystal so big, I had to take my dick, shut it in my mom's Volvo car door a few times just to break it up.
Yeah, you got to use one of them old cars that like got the heavy doors.
You know when like ice is frozen in a big chunk in a bag at a party?
Of course, I know that.
And you just want to make a cocktail, so you got to smash the ice.
Dude, of course, bro.
Of course, you know that. You're the fucking party. You're the guy who brings ice. That's your thing. You bring a bunch of ice to parties. Yeah.
Oh, nobody complains.
Everyone's like, I brought booze. I brought snacks. You're like, you know what we need most of all? Yeah. I got ice.
You got the booze that can chill in that. You got the chart. What is that called?
Charcuteries?
Yeah,
bring over some assorted meats from the trunk of your car. You want from your Xterra.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I got a beautiful
Xterra.
You got
that yellow Xterra with the med kit in it?
It's Nissan yellow. Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Dude, fuck Bumblebee. Your car is the Hornet, dude. It's the fucking wasp.
Bumblebee's a bitch, dude. Say something.
This thing would fucking turn Bumblebee out if it got the opportunity.
If this Xterra
could turn into a transformer, if it could transform into a fucking, you know, humanoid robot, this thing would fuck like a machine.
Oh, God.
Its roof rack would just unfurl into one long, thin cock, and it would just go up the muffler of Bumblebee and out his mouth.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Like
for
hentai, sure.
Dude, Optimus Prime would be like, Bumblebee, you must let this Xterra fuck
Sam,
you.
Bumblebee,
your voice box is damaged.
Bumblebee, you could only play commercials from your body.
Bumblebee, this giant Nissan Xterra thin cock will solve your speaking issues.
Bumblebee, spin on the Xterra's thin penis like a Kenny Rogers roaster. Sam Witwicky.
That's the secret to the AllSpark, Bumblebee. Ride Universal Studios, Transformers the Ride.
We must find the AllSpark. That is the only ride I've ever done.
Me too. That's the only ride I've ever been on.
The only one that doesn't scare me is the Transformers at Universal Studios out in L.A., even though we're here recording at the WLIR studios in Patchogue, Long Island, of course.
Yeah, of course. Dude, I've only been on one trip in my life. It was to Universal Studios, and I rode that ride. It was fucking awesome.
You went there to try to wrestle the Hulk, and it wasn't like, it's not really a Marvel thing. Nah. So you had to fucking.
And they kept telling me the Hulk's not real. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, he's real, dude. Pussies. I seen his sex tape. The Incredible Hulk doesn't say the N-word on his sex tape, so you're actually allowed to watch it. Hulk Hogan, on his sex tape, says the N-word. You shouldn't watch it.
And now Gawker's gone.
And Gawker's gone. I hope you're happy.
Thanks a lot, you racist fucking idiot. You ruined Gawker, you ruined for, Gawker all of for us. Me.
If only there was a place on the internet where everyone could share their stupid, spicy take about any minor news story.
Yeah, dude, please.
There's nothing for us.
Nothing, right, dude. We're done. But anyway, yeah, Transformers the Ride, beautiful. I became an Autobot. It was amazing. That's part of the ride. You are now an Autobot.
You have found the AllSpark. You are now an Autobot.
Buy a Minion sweatshirt.
$65 for a Lilo and Stitch backpack.
Nah, it's Disney, dude. Hey.
I don't even know what's what.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Optimus Prime sold out.
Dude, everything's what? Disney now.
Oh, you're right, me, dude. Bro, you're right.
ESPN, Star Wars, Fox, dude.
Dude, would you sell yourself to Disney?
I wish. They wouldn't buy me, though, because I have a body. Disney only likes heads.
That's true, dude. Yeah. That's true.
They only need heads. They just harvest brains, and they keep them in a big front. I want to put Bob Iger's head on my body, dude.
Oh, yeah,
you look
dude.
Like a fucking orange on a toothpick.
Let me tell you about Bob Iger, dude. This guy.
Oh, you know some shit?
Oh, yeah, dude. I know his trainer, dude.
Oh, dude. By the way, the listeners, the trainer circuit, this shit is like the information that gets passed around. Fuck Page Six. Fuck Gawker.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
D-listed. Fuck Perez Hilton. The real
fuck
goss.
Fuck Jared.
Fuck Jared Fogle.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck Jared Kushner.
Fuck Jared Logan, stand-up comedian. You know, fuck all these
motherfuckers. Fuck Logan Paul.
Oh, fuck Logan Paul. Fuck Logan Roy from Succession.
Fuck Logan. Fuck. Overrated, in my opinion.
Overrated, Logan. I prefer Sabretooth.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I fucking love Sabretooth.
Sabretooth is so fucking good, dude.
He's fucking yoked up, dude. He's got that fucking... He's got cum gutters, lats. He's got everything you could want in a man.
Dude. All so right, we, right, people so are going to want to know your program.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So, we got you eating just a ton, just a fuck ton of food.
Yeah, dude. It's all about the calorie increase. I'm on GOMAD, which is a gallon of milk a day. So
that's
I'm drinking
right.
A gallon of whole milk every single day.
Every day, dude. Yeah. I want every time I see you, I want to see you drinking that milk, dude.
Oh, I'm trying. You know, like... For some people, they carry around a gallon water jug with them all day. I carry around a gallon of milk, but it's got a shelf life. I got to finish it within the first hour I start, because it's fucking hot here on the island right now.
Yeah,
it's
oh
hot
God, in dude, LA. It's so goddamn humid right now.
Oh,
it's
so
nuts.
Fucking humid. Dude, it's got that nuts. Fall humidity, dude.
Yeah, fall humidity. Yeah,
it's the weather is cardigan, no undershirt. You know, you just go open cardigan without a button down. That's the only thing I can stay cool in right now.
Yeah, well, it's lucky for me because I don't own a shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, because when it's really cold out, you just wear Under Armour sleeves.
That's it. That's all I'm doing.
So it's the opposite of a tank top. It's just the sleeves.
Right.
Looks cool as hell.
Oh, God bless up. Yeah, God bless you. Bless up, dude.
And
thank you so much.
Your veins are so visible through the Lycra. It looks fucking sick, dude.
It's unsettling, but it is cool.
It's fucked up. I like that you got the little tattoo of like that says like 495. Like, you know, you got them like their little highways on your arms and back.
Yeah,
and shit.
Dude. Yeah, like, I'm like a roadmap, and I was like, how can I sweeten this even more, dude, to really sell that I'm like a roadmap.
684 Brewster on the back. Yeah, you got 87 heading up through fucking the Taconic, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Everybody's favorite routes and routes. Dude.
Yeah, I'm doing all this grass-fed meat, which is good. You got me on tons of nightshades trying to inflame me.
Yeah, we want to get that inflammation up.
Trying to blow me up a little bit.
Yeah, you up. Dude, swell you up like you got stung by a bumblebee and you're allergic.
Yeah, well,
that's the hope.
That's what we learned the hard way, is that I'm allergic to whey protein. And because you had me going on a lot of it, so that's where you switched me to.
I was so fucking excited to see you all puffy like that, and it turned out it was a bad puffy.
Yeah, it was bad puffy. Because it was bad. It was mostly in my cheeks and forehead that swelled up.
Yeah, it was a little dicey there, but fortunately I had a fucking bow and arrow with an EpiPen. And I fucking shot you across. Well, I didn't have to do it that way, but it, you know, it added to the excitement.
Yeah, it took you longer because you had the EpiPen in a quiver on your back.
Right.
And then you took 25 paces away at the gym. And you said, stand there on the preacher curl machine and I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you, dude. I'm a fucking bow and arrow freak like Joe Rogan.
Hit four women on the elliptical before you finally got me with the fifth one.
I meant to do that.
You're like a little Jim Cupid shooting these women up full of epinephrine.
Yeah, dude, I'm a little...
Get the heart racing.
Oh, yeah, all these women want to lose weight. So we're getting them on a fucking, you know, like a natural heart accelerant and a diuretic. So all these women are fucking pleased that I'm doing that. I'm the little love Jim Cupid.
Yeah, before I started putting on weight, you were like, the trick is to get all the body fat out. And I was 94 pounds. And you were like, no, we're going to get your body temperature up to 106.
Yep.
And I was running hot for like a month.
Yeah.
And you were having me sleep in a hot tub.
Right.
And then spend hours a day in the sauna.
Yeah.
No water.
I got to be honest, it was dangerous what I was doing. I mean, I'm surprised you survived.
I'm at that point.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where I'm willing to try anything.
Well, yeah, dude, nothing was working. So we had to fucking, you know, we had to like, I tried to get you to completely disappear, basically, and then fucking start fresh.
Break me down before you rebuild me, like the Marines.
Exactly,
yeah,
dude.
Like the Marines, the series of films that were started by John Cena.
That's right.
They broke them down, then they built those. And John Cena also met Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck, full circle,
fuck,
man.
Fuck Bumblebee.
Fuck Bumblebee. My Xterra would fucking ream that. Your Xterra.
Yeah, dude.
I wish I had an Xterra.
Dude, what do you? What
all I got is my mom's Volvo with my dick stuck in the door till AAA comes because my mom took the keys with her to work. I didn't know the door was locked, so I slammed my dick in the door, and then the fucking car's locked. I can't open it.
I didn't know that part of the story.
I was trying to get the tip of my dick to pop the lock because it was like a coat hanger style, but I was just fucking. So much blood was trapped in the head of my pecker.
How close did you get?
I got pretty close, but my dick looked like one of those cartoon thermometers that were about to burst. You know,
I know exactly what you mean.
When Ren hammers his thumb by accident.
Oh,
or something
dude, I
like
know
that.
Exactly what
big
you mean.
Big pulsing.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
boom,
like
boom,
a fucking boom, boom. Xenomorph egg.
I know exactly what you mean, dude.
I mean, I know you know.
Yeah.
We have our own, like, form of, like, similes and metaphors.
You ever have a xenomorph egg omelet?
You made me one, and I was like, I feel like this is just an egg with squid ink on it, and
that's what it was.
Yeah, dude. It was good.
I'm trying to make it fun. I'm trying to make you eat. Right. It's like a little kid, like I'm doing the little fucking airplane, like yeah, into your mouth. I'm like, hey, this is a xenomorph egg omelet.
Yeah, know? And then you got in one of those big cargo loader suits.
Yeah.
Well, you acted out like you had a cargo loader suit, and we're like,
right,
eat this, you bitch, and yeah. Jammed it into my mouth.
Yeah, dude, I had awesome. To fucking act it out. And I just kept fucking shoving that squid ink.
You bitch. Eat this, you bitch.
You bitch.
And you were in just panties and a wife beater. Sorry, A-frame undershirt.
Yeah. Come on, man. Let's not fucking be offensive, you bitch. You fucking bitch. Don't offend everybody.
You can't say wife beater, you bitch. It's not cool anymore, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Stop. Stop
being so offensive, you bitch. You
fucking bitch. Jesus Christ.
What a bitch.
You fucking bitch.
We got plenty more with Ryan Stanganelli after this ad.
WLIR
106.9.
You've heard of Crazy Eddie? Well, I'm Arthur the Psycho Mutt, and I'm the owner of Airhorn Warehouse. That's right. We sell air horns. We got loud air horns. We got soft air horns. Psych! They're all loud! We've got boat air horns, we've got airplane air horns, we've got land air horns. We are the Navy SEALs of air horns! You hear that, Osama bin Laden? We're coming for you! SEAL Team 6 uses our air horns! It's me, Arthur the Psycho Mutt! Come on down to Arthur the Psycho Mutt's air horn warehouse and get yourself an air horn now! Whether you want to use it for crime prevention, friend prevention, love prevention, air horns are everything you need! Sound off!
What up, fam? It's Gino Lombardo from the Gino Lombardo Show here. I got a little sponsor that I want to thank. I want to thank the Billy Joel Cover Band Music Festival that is happening in January at the Jones Beach Amphitheater. They got all the big names in Billy Joel cover bands. Of course, you're going to recognize Nassau County's own Big Shot. We got We Didn't Start the Concert, The Tonic and Gin Lovemakers, Just the Way You Guitar, Downeaster Alexa Play Billy Joel, Only the Good Rock Young, The Ballad of Billy Joel, Piano Band, Piano Men, Piano Mans, and Piano Women, Long Island's only all-female Billy Joel cover band, The Uptown Boys, Long Island's only all-boy Billy Joel cover band, Piano Them, Long Island's only all-gender non-conforming Billy Joel cover band. Waiters from an Italian restaurant performing Billy Joel songs, and these are two waiters from Butera's in Seaford who play Billy Joel songs on Dishes and Pots and Pans. Bottle of Red, Bottle of White, I Just Might Crash My Car Tonight, the Billy Joel parody cover band, the Allen Townies, Real Estate Novelists, Mr. Cacciatore, and the Medical Center. Cue Balls with Goatees, Christine Brinkley's ex-husbands, the Hamptons Hamfists, Swollen Knuckles. So get your tickets now. Use promo code GINO to get 20% off early tickets for the Billy Joel Cover Band Music Festival happening sometime in January at the Jones Beach Amphitheater. Get yourself there. Let's do a little rock and roll. We're back with Ryan Stanganelli on the Gino Lombardo Show. We got fucking talk training. So you got me on a gallon of milk a day.
Gallon of milk a
dozen
day.
Dozen eggs for breakfast with a side of the grass-fed meat you sell.
Right.
And then for lunch, I'll have a BAS, a big-ass salad.
Yep.
But eliminate all the greens.
Yeah, no greens.
Yeah, and it's just a big basket of tomatoes, eggplant, and this grass-fed meat.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, you're blending.
I like to get you up doing more grass-fed meat too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm already taking about 2 to 3 pounds, and
we got to get that to 5.
I'm putting like a pint of blood in the toilet a night. Is like, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it's not grass-fed beef. It's grass-fed meat.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a more bioavailable protein.
Oh,
you know what the most bioavailable protein in the world is?
I'm oysters.
Nah, dude. Come on, man.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Not the fuck meat. That's what oysters are.
Fuck meat?
Yeah, the fuck meat, dude.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
They make you horny.
That's
dude,
what,
you wanna get,
that's
you
what
wanna
a babysitter
get,
used to call me.
Horny?
No, fuck meat.
Fuck meat. Oh, dude, what a lucky kid.
Yeah, dude.
I want to get you up to 5 pounds.
I don't know if I can eat anymore.
Yeah, please, dude. You got to fucking do it, man.
Why?
Shut up, dude. Just and eat it.
I don't need any more. I don't think I need any more of this grass-fed meat. And what kind of meat is it?
I was going to tell you. The most bioavailable protein on the earth is human protein.
Okay.
It's flesh, human flesh. You're not a cannibal. I'm not a cannibal.
Yeah, no, no.
We're not going to fucking, murder somebody.
Wait, so I have not been eating three pounds of human flesh a day.
Come on, okay. No. It's not a fucking Ray Bradbury novel, for Christ's sake, you idiot. All right.
Are they books?
Yeah.
I'm eating books?
No.
Oh, okay.
What you're eating, dude, is actually, it's horse.
I'm sorry?
It's a horse.
Horse?
Yes, horse meat.
Equine meat?
Equine meat, man.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's the second most bioavailable. That hasn't been researched, but that's a theory.
I've been eating 3 pounds of horse meat
a
day.
Yeah, and I want to get that up to 5
weeks.
I want to get up to 5.
There's so much horse meat.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to fucking get you big, dude.
5 pounds of horse meat a day. That's 35 pounds of horse meat a week. We're looking at a Shetland pony every month.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. What are you, fucking mathematician or something?
No.
You do your units of weight in fucking horses? Come on, baby.
12 stone of horse meat?
Yeah,
it's very confusing.
Come on, baby.
I'm sorry.
I
want to
get you doing. I want to
say baby too.
Yeah, baby. I want to get you, 5-10 pounds a day.
Oh, 10 pounds of horse.
Potentially.
I don't think I have it in me because I don't know how much of it I'm actually digesting because a lot of it's coming out whole and covered
that's
in
good.
Blood.
That's good. As long as you're buying it and eating it.
Are you trying to get rid of a lot of this horse meat?
Maybe.
Why do you have so much horse meat, Stango?
Hey, dude, because I want to get people fucking yoked and big. And I got a lot.
This doesn't have anything to do back when you were PAing on that HBO show out in LA for a little while.
It might. What, the Michael Mann luck show?
Yeah, you were doing luck.
Yeah, I was doing luck. I was the horse consultant.
How'd they end up? I guess
it was a mistake. I kept calling my clients horses, and they thought I was a fucking horse expert. So I got out there, and they fucking employed me.
Wait, you weren't behind that swath of horse deaths that we read about in the trades? Because I'm reading the Hollywood Reporter every day, trying to see who's going to be recurring on new sitcoms.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking trade obsessed.
I love it, dude. Finding out which actors are part of the lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, dude. Who's in the lifestyle?
Who's in the lifestyle? I got to know.
I got to know who's fucking, on the side, fucking groupies and fans.
You know what? Let's say it right here on this podcast.
Okay.
If you're listening to WLIR 106.9, the Gino Lombardo Show, I just want to say Gino Lombardo is Polly, dude.
Is Polly. Yeah,
I want a motherfucking cracker.
Yeah.
A white person. I want to fuck a white person.
No, you're like the anti-Bill Maher.
I'm like the opposite of Bill Maher, but I would fuck black chicks and black dudes too, but I'm
totally, dude.
I'm Polly and I want a cracker.
Yeah, dude, totally.
That's what my Tinder profile says.
That's fucking great, dude.
Polly wants a cracker?
That's fucking great. Dude, you gotta fucking trademark that shit. Take that to the bank.
Wait, so you worked on fucking... I'm sorry, Stango. Yeah, I don't mean to do gotcha journalism, but I... Sometimes, journalism is the third estate, and Trump is trying to shut us down. So I'm going to take my chance to be a journalist here and say, you worked on luck, you were the horse consultant, and now you're trying to sell me trying to double the amount of horse meat you're selling me a day.
Yeah, dude.
I can't help but start to connect the dots here a little.
Yeah, maybe I have, 10 to 15 giant container storage... units full of horses.
Those big Maersk shipping containers?
Yeah,
full
maybe.
Full of horses?
Yeah, maybe I do.
You took them whole as dead? You didn't break them down? Like, are they hanging like Rocky style?
They're hanging Rocky style. They're set up to, to be meat.
Oh, okay,
you know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not
What are you doing with the heads?
I'm, giving them to mafia guys. I mean, come
they
on.
Like, that's like a dozen roses for these freaks. They love to fucking, give me a horse head. I'll throw it in my friend's bed. It'll be funny.
Right,
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I learned that from that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Carlito's way.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Fucking Carlito, dude.
Carlito loves fucking horse head.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking Pacino playing a Puerto Rican, dude.
Yeah,
fucking
sick.
Beautiful.
I feel like more white people should play Latinx people these days.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Who better to assume the identity of a Latinx performer by other than like a guy guy who's maybe Italian, sort of.
Maybe, dude. That I feel like Pacino or Scarlett Johansson, dude.
Oh, she's great.
She should
she's
be able great. To play.
She's like
anything.
Rob Schneider, right? She's like a little Asian or something like
Let
that.
Let me look at her 23andMe. Yeah, dude, you got a little bit in there.
Why is the 23andMe say 100% big ol' honkers in Sharpie marker on top of it?
Let me see who did that. It's weird. It matches my handwriting. Might have been me.
Can't put that together now.
I can't do that. I'll leave that to the a little quiz at home. Guess who wrote that fucking extra thing on ScarJo's fucking 23andMe?
Yeah, call in this now scumbag. If you know. Call in now if you know. The number to call us in here is 516-161-116611. Yeah. So call in, say, I know who wrote this, and try to guess the handwriting.
Yeah, but anyway, man, yeah, I got all this horse meat. I'd love to fucking unload most of it, if not all of it, onto you. Yeah, or
promo code Gino if you want to buy some of the horse meat online, right?
Yeah, so we're selling that. Also, I am looking for different people with winning personalities that could potentially be sales reps if they want to start selling the horse meat too.
You have a strong corporate structure, correct?
Yeah, I'm putting that together. You know, it's a little toxic.
People are calling you the enterprise of horse meat sales. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
So. Now it makes more sense now that I know you're selling horse meat. Now I know why they were calling you the enterprise of horse meat sales.
Yeah. Before it was just like, wow, is this some fucking badass nickname?
Yeah, is this something I don't fully
understand?
This guy
understand? Have a big dick?
Yeah. Well, we know that is true also.
Yeah, I got a bat.
You got a fucking hog, dude.
I got a bat down there.
It's sick, dude. You know me. I'm poly. Hey, I'm down with OPP, other people's pussies.
No, that's, yeah, totally.
And other people's peepees.
Yeah.
OPPP. And I'm down with OPPP.
Yeah.
You know me.
Right, yeah,
But we have a professional relationship, so we've never crossed that line. But you're a fucking hunk, and you have a goddamn hog.
Hey, hip hop parade. Hey.
And not a lot of people know there's a benefit of keeping your legs so skinny and atrophied is that your hog looks fucking huge.
Forced perspective.
Right. You got these mini little quads and this big fucking wad right in the middle.
Yeah.
Small quads make the wad look bigger. Small potatoes make the steak look bigger. It's an old restaurant trick.
Yep, absolutely, dude. And that's them t-shirts I got. Small quads make the wad look bigger.
Small quad equal big wad, baby.
That's it. That's it.
A little tighter one. You have all these. These are all options of t-shirts you
sell. I'm not doing the ones that work. I'm doing the ones that don't work. That's my charm, dude.
Yeah. Like, hey, do something that doesn't work for once. Right. It's pretty easy to fucking swim downstream. Fucking turn around.
Swim backwards upstream.
Fucking dare you, salmons.
Yeah, dude. Fuck those salmons.
Salmons Rushdie.
Hey, do you like the horse meat though? You enjoying it?
Well, yeah, I'm prepping it a bunch of different ways. I'm pan searing it, I'm pan grilling it, and I've pan fried it a few times. Mostly pan related stuff because it's just a little easier.
Yeah.
But it's good. It goes down smooth. Minimal hair, minimal teeth. You know, once in a while you get a big ass hoof, like you defrost a bunch of grass fed meat, as it's labeled.
Yeah, it's called grass fed meat,
and you get a big old hoof in there.
Yeah, it's a fucking prize.
Yeah, and it's like avocado pit. It's just something that's nice. You leave the horse hoof in there to keep it stay fresh and shit.
Yeah, so it doesn't turn brown.
Yeah,
and then you got to pry that fucking shoe off, and that's lucky.
Yeah, you throw that up on the fucking wall. You put the hoof. And what I've been doing is I've been flipping the hoof over and putting candles in it. And I've like, it's making
beautiful.
Like a nice
dude,
little
it's fucking
votive.
Decorative. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Gorgeous.
Do you get it, dude? This is a whole horse scenario, dude. I'm going to, you know, all these fucking horses gave their lives for this fucking show that everybody loved. And a lot of these horses died because I truthfully didn't feed them or water them like you're supposed to.
Oh, yeah. But not after midnight or else they turn into like fucked up horses, right?
That's what I thought, but that's not real.
Oh, that's not real? That's
some
just
fucking gremlin thing I got confused about.
Oh, that's where I know that from.
Yeah, because people are like, you got to watch this to learn about these horses.
What's your favorite part of Gremlins? Is it when the woman tells the super sad story about how her dad died in a Santa suit in the chimney?
Yeah, dude, I was glad about that part.
That was great to watch as a kid.
The whole movie, I'm fucking bored, and I'm like, why does this chick not like fucking Christmas? I got to get to the bottom of that. Oh, her dad tried to play Santa.
And then died in the chimney? That shit's fucking.
And the way that they knew, he just disappeared. So they just thought, fuck, maybe he went out to fucking have a whole new family or some shit.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, dad's gone. And it's right around the holidays. But then around January, they started smelling a stink from the chimney. This is from the movie. This is from the goddamn movie.
I know. This is an insane monologue.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, it must have been like the stink that everybody was smelling on the horses that were dying that I kept trying to hide on set of Luck. And they thought maybe a fucking like raccoon or like a muskrat or something died in the chimney. And it turned out it was her fucking dad dressed as Santa.
Yeah, they took a broom handle and jammed it up the chimney to see what it was. And it fucking opened up his like bloated and dumped out the contents of his stomach. And there was like bile and guts and shit everywhere. And they were like, this is one big fucking raccoon that's wearing a fake white beard and a little Santa hat. And then they were like, oh, you know, they were all taking turns like, you know, tasting it. Be like, this raccoon meat's insane. And then it was revealed to be the dad.
Right.
And that's all.
Well, at first
the
they
movie.
Were like, this fucking raccoon looks just like our goddamn dad.
Right. And they didn't put it together there. No. And you, the viewer, you're not even caught up to that.
No, and you're thinking like, shit, maybe the fucking raccoons are trying to become the dad.
Yeah. And you're like, when do the gremlins come into this?
Yeah, dude. What? And like, what even are the gremlins? Like, maybe the gremlins are fucking raccoons that like will start to look like your parents.
I'll tell you where the gremlins are, in the Kremlin. And they're working with our president.
What a nightmare, dude. Those fucking Grammys in the Kremmy.
Oh, we got Grammy in the Kremmy.
They're working with the fucking Donnie.
We need Gizmo to fucking stop Donnie.
Hell yeah,
dude. The only thing that can stop Donnie Trump is Gizmo.
Dude, fucking Gizmo.
Paperclip, bow and arrow, shooting EpiPens into fucking kids' necks.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. In a fucking Barbie fucking Corvette. You kidding me, dude? It's so awesome when he has little toys that he fucking drives around and shit.
Makes him so much more badass.
Totally. And it's like the toys are doing things that these toys don't really do.
They're toys, but he's using them because he's small enough that it can be like a real thing for him.
Totally, dude. He's got a little fucking toy gas station he's filling up the vet in.
Yeah, he's going to a toy doctor and finding out that his T-cell count is plummeting.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking, and he's like, holy shit, I got fucking HIV. And they're like, it's all right. There's a toy. Yeah, there's toy AZT now, so it can just be a toy chronic disease. You're okay. It's okay.
We can keep you alive for as long as you want with this toy.
Yeah, we got toy magic as the fucking.
Preferred toy.
As the gold standard for surviving HIV, dude.
Toy magic.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, dude, I got to unload all this fucking horse meat or I'm fucked.
Well, Stango, you heard it here. Get your promo code Gino. Go to stangoshorsemeat.com/.
No. Yeah. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Sorry. Because I couldn't say grass-fed meat.
Right.
So it's
got to
be horse meat.
Stango's. Because it used to be Stango's grass-fed meat.
Yeah.
Now it's Stango's horse meat.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Big Beef knocked me out like fucking the big auto companies did the Tucker.
Oh, fucking Tucker.
Dude, so, I got fucked like Tucker. Dude, I got tucked like fucker.
So www.
Dude, they fucked Tucker and they fucked me on that, dude.
So www.horsemeat.blogspot.com/promo code Gino.
Promo code Gino.
For 20% off your first 5-pound shipment.
First 5-pound shipments, that's 5 pounds coming every day. So, yeah. So, I mean, you get
$5 off the first shipment.
Let me tell you something. So many fucking horses died on that fucking show, dude. So many fucking horses died.
Oh, this is what I want to talk to you about, because one of my batches of fucking grass-fed meat had a couple of bullets in it.
Yeah, dude. That was partly me.
Partly?
Yeah, dude, I was fucking trying to show off for Dustin Hoffman.
Ah, dude, that guy loves gunplay.
Yeah, dude.
He's always like, I'm walking here, and you're like shooting at him.
Yeah, I was like, hey, look at this, dude. Watch this, Dusty. Check it out, dude. I love The Graduate.
It was fucked up because he fucked your mom on the set, right?
Yeah, totally. He fucked her like she was an intern on that Death of a Salesman movie. That came back to bite him.
Thank you, John Oliver. Finally, someone takes down Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, 40 years after the fact.
Take that, Hoff. Now we know where Hoff is really buried. Deep in a fucking intern.
Death of a Salesman intern. You're done, dude. Fuck you.
Well, Ryan Stanganelli.
Stanganelli, dude.
People, reach out. If you need to see him, you can catch him. He's hanging out in the locker room, talking loudly while toweling his balls at the Gold Gym in Belmont.
I'm fucking screaming. I'm trying to get people to notice my bat cock, dude. It's fucking
swinging
huge.
Around, drying it in such a way that it's constantly pinwheeling.
Oh, yeah.
Spraying water off of it in every direction.
Oh, dude. It's like when somebody fucking opens a can of those fake peanuts, you know?
Oh, dude. I get
about.
I fall for that every single time because I love peanuts.
Yeah.
I love canned peanuts.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly getting fucking snaked.
So totally.
Sucks, dude.
Sucks, dude. What a fucking plight, dude.
Well, I know you got to get out of here because you have to go to Eddie Money's funeral.
Yeah, so dude. Very sad, dude. He just renewed his vows, though. So God bless. Bless up, dude. Whatever God you praise.
Praise Allah. Hand to God. Allah.
Native American
Jewish
gods.
Jews. Swedish gods. Vikings. Thor.
Totally.
Iron Man.
Yeah, dude. Iron Man is fucking God. He's his dad, pretty much.
And the chick gods, female gods, women
whatever,
gods.
Yeah, whatever femme gods.
Yeah.
Gods with
Gaia, Mother Gaia.
Whether your god has a dick or a pussy.
Yeah, the Scientology god, we got Xenu.
I love that dude.
Oh, Xenu has a dick and a
dude,
pussy.
Dude, that guy fucking trained heavy, dude.
Xeno's got fucking no Thetans, dude. He's diced, dude.
He's fucking doing power inline training like fucking Dorian Yates.
Oh, shit. I love power inline. I love watching fucking Xenu hit in the Xenu videos in the gym.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's hitting
the prowler. He's pushing the prowler around the parking lot.
Oh,
and shit.
Yeah, dude. Doesn't stop, dude. The kid doesn't stop, man.
He's got fucking capacity. GPP like a motherfucker on that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. He's fucking VO2 max. He's turning oxygen over like he's fucking completely clear.
He's clear.
Clear. All
right, well, you got to run to Eddie Money's funeral. Give my best to the family and the guy at Hungford and Clark Funeral Home, who I'm an old friend of.
Yeah, of
Say
course.
Hi for me. Yeah.
Dude, that guy's a fucking bitch, but yeah, dude. Hey,
thanks. Thank you, Stanganelli. Guys, get on it. Get yourself some horse meat. You got this.
Yeah, dude. I'm an Autobot. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Bumblebee. Buy a Minion sweatshirt.
Thanks again to our guest, Ryan Stanganelli, and do not shut off your radios just yet. Stay in your car for 5 more minutes, because we got a huge guest coming up at the end of the hour. 106.9 listeners, we got great deals for you down at Ronnie and Donnie's Boat Shop. I'm Ronnie, this is my brother.
I'm Donnie.
Yo, and we got boats for you guys.
Boats.
If it floats, it's a boat, and we sell it.
That's
so come
right.
on down to Ronnie and Donnie's on Woodcliff Canal and treat yourself to a nice little boat.
Do you live alone in a small apartment with one plant and a cat that doesn't respond to you?
Come on down and get a boat. Do you have a son who went to art school who you think might be gay and is distancing himself from ever speaking to you ever again? Well, come on down to Ronnie and Donnie's and get yourself a boat.
Does your wife treat you like a doormat? Do you need some space, for Christ's sake? Come to Ronnie and Donnie's Boathouse.
Feel like you don't recognize the country around you anymore, and it's not the same it was when you were a kid? Well, come on down to Ronnie and Donnie's and get yourself a boat.
Do you eat veal parmesan in front of the TV at 11 p.m.? Come down to Ronnie and Donnie's Boathouse.
Do you spend all night watching Fox News complaining about the MS-13 invasion? Well, come on down to Ronnie and Bonnie's boat dock.
Do you get very angry at Jerry Seinfeld, so much so that you want to get into a boat and drive by his house, get out of the boat, and go choke him in his bed? Come to Ronnie and Donnie's Boathouse.
Did you play lacrosse 45 years ago and haven't done anything since and it's getting to you? Well, get yourself a boat, get out in the middle of the ocean, and do something sketchy.
Do you get seasick unless you crawl into bed with your mother in the middle of the night? Come to Ronnie and Donnie's!
With every boat, we sell you 500 milligrams of Dramamine to help you with your motion sickness.
And we promise, no holes.
That's the Ronnie and Donnie no hole promise.
No holes in our boats. We swear to God. If you find a hole, oh my God.
Good on you, brother. The luff is perfect.
106.9.
Levels look good. Sound speeds.
WLIR.
I'm obsessed with luff.
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
This is really exciting news, listeners. I've got one of Long Island's most famous sons in the house coming in for an interview here at the Gino Lombardo Show. As I always say, you know who my favorite Long Island-based comedians are. Eddie Murphy, Alec Baldwin from SNL, John Gabris, and of course, this man coming to Netflix in 2021, rich as fuck, in white sneakers, sitting in the studio with me, I got Jerry motherfucking Seinfeld! What's up, Jerry?
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing today, brother?
All right.
How are you doing? All right. That's good to hear. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Right off the bat, I got to say, we actually have a small connection. I know you. We went to the same...
What?
Yeah. We know each other a little bit. We met once way back in the day. You went to my prom. I went to the same high school as that high school girl you dated when you were 40-something years old.
Oh, yeah. I like this idea.
Yeah. I figured you would like this idea because I know you try to not talk about it so much that one time as a grown man, you dated a girl who was still in high school. But it was wonderful to meet you there. The prom went apeshit to see you there. It was so exciting to see a major celebrity like you dancing on the dance floor, doing the limbo with a bunch of high school kids. So fun.
Well, what are friends for?
That's us, man. Jerry, thanks for calling me your friend. That's so exciting. Hey, I had a question for you. I love your stand-up. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is one of the funniest actors and working today. Jason Alexander, hell of a guy. And Kramer, I never really got on the show, but I really enjoy his stand-up. How do you feel about your friend Michael Richards' stand-up?
I had a dream last night that a hamburger was eating me.
Oh, shit. I love, I usually hate when my guests do their own shtick, but that is pretty interesting. I had a dream last night that, tell me if you ever had this dream. I had a dream that I had opened this island using DNA I received from mosquitoes that were trapped in amber, millennia ago. And I used that DNA to create a hybrid with bird DNA to make dinosaurs. But would you believe that the theme park I was trying to go with didn't work out and it actually got pretty dangerous? Have you ever had a dream?
Oh, that's an old wives' tale.
You're right. It's up there like all the other old wives' tale. Like if you go out with wet hair, you get the flu, and et cetera, et cetera. If you try to launch a theme park based upon dinosaurs, eventually the dinosaurs will get out and kill everyone, including your friend, Newman.
Oh, yeah. I like this idea.
I know you do, Jerry. But it's coming back to me now a little bit that wasn't necessarily a dream as much as a film I watched before I went to sleep last night.
This is going to be a shame.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm just happy you're here in the studio with me. It's so exciting to have someone like you. Now, my question for you, Jerry, is what's next? You got Seinfeld coming. Are we doing another B-movie? What do you got going on, bro?
Super Freak?
Oh, that's right. You're doing a remake of the movie Super Freak based on the song. A lot of people are accusing you of cultural appropriation because you're first you appropriated B culture for your film B movie.
Are you insane?
Okay, Jerry. I'm not trying to step on any toes here. But what I'm saying is, are you worried at all that by making the movie Super Freak, you're going to be sort of appropriating a culture that isn't yours? You're going to be Elvising some black people.
Oh, yeah. This can't miss.
Okay, so you're pretty confident in how Super Freak is going to work. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see it in theaters. I would say maybe don't put Michael Richards in that one, just for tonal purposes.
I'm a joke maker.
Oh, yeah, you are. Let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite gags. One of my favorite jokes of yours is in B-movie when, I've watched everything you've ever done. I love the show Seinfeld. I love all the shit you've ever done. I love the marriage ref, of course. That's one of my favorites.
What?
Yeah, no, I was one of the guys that loved the marriage ref. I thought you were great in that. Oh, that's...
You never listen to me anymore. We hardly even talk.
I know. Well, that's because... I'm sorry, I'm just so nervous. I can't stop talking around you, Jerry. Jerry, you love cars. I've never been in one. Let's talk about that.
I was merely speaking extemporaneously.
Oh, okay. I guess then let's narrow it down a little bit. What is your favorite car?
I don't know about you, but I'm getting a hankering for some double mint gum.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry. Are you telling me my breath stinks? That's my bad, because I had a...
All right.
Okay, yeah, so I guess it does. I meant to Listerine my mouth out, but I had just blown a guy who ate a lot of garlic. But he was a friend. He was a friend, not just a guy. He was just a friend.
We've made a lot of friends, shared a lot of laughs, often at the expense of others.
That's, hey, preacher choir, Jerry. That's my shit right there, brother. Oh, man. All right, Jerry, I'm getting the light. Looks like you got to run. You have some press to do for Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, I am such a jackass.
Oh, no. It's totally okay. You're allowed to leave, bud. I just appreciate you being here.
Hey, you know what? I didn't like the show. I didn't like you. You just really stunk.
Okay. Wow, well, that fucking hurt. You know what, Jerry? Get lost, you piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
And he storms out. Guys, that was Jerry Seinfeld. Wow, things got contentious towards the end there. But I'll see you at the brokerage, the Long Island Comedy Club that you got started at on Merrick Road in Merrick, Long Island. Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld, for coming on The Gino Lombardo Show. I don't know about you guys, but holy shit, I feel like I just came multiple times. I felt like I edged all night long to just have one big blast right before dawn because I am spent. I used all my energy to deliver to you guys the first episode of the Gino Lombardo Show, a part of my Nassau Community graduation project. I have 9 more episodes that are coming out every single day this week, but I think because you're listening to this on a podcast, you will hear it every week right here in this feed. Do yourself a favor, stay engaged, tell your friends, come listen to the Gino Lombardo Show. We're going to be changing your commute to work every fucking morning. All right, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to do a little coin starring tonight. And to take us out, of course, we got my man BJ. Hit it!